I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The first night of the 2016 Democratic National Convention is just getting underway this evening, and all eyes will be on Bernie Sanders later tonight when he addresses the convention in Philadelphia. But the Vermont senator already addressed thousands of his supporters at a rally earlier today. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld was there, and he joins us live on the line from Philadelphia. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Alex.
So hours before his primetime speech tonight, Sanders was talking to pledged delegates at an event earlier this afternoon. Tell us what happened there.
Bernie Sanders basically said, look, everyone, your support for my candidacy has given legitimacy to ideas that only a year ago were being dismissed as the socialist rants of a fringe candidate. Whether it's universal health care, publicly financed college education, or a $15 minimum wage, he said that this campaign has put a progressive agenda at the forefront of Democratic politics. Perhaps his most important message, though, as it relates to this week at least, is that in order to defeat Donald Trump, his supporters need to vote for Hillary Clinton. And take a listen here at how that went over with the people in the crowd.
So, obviously not an enthusiastic message, enthusiastic reception, but based on what you're hearing there, are the people who were doing that booing representative of Sanders supporters?
Not entirely. There are plenty of Bernie Sanders supporters who will be more than happy to shift their support to Hillary Clinton and actually actively work to help her candidacy. Some of them aren't thrilled about it, but they don't bear her any ill will, and they think she's a fine Democratic nominee. There's some people, though, including some in the Vermont delegation, who just cannot find their way to Hillary Clinton. And Vermont delegate Ashley Andrews, she's a Wilder resident, summed up pretty well, I thought, the sentiments of a lot of people at that Bernie rally when she explained to me why she won't be voting for Clinton.
Sick and tired of establishment politicians lying to our faces, playing games with our economy, and bailing out Wall Street bankers while we suffer.
So, Peter, this sounds like one delegate who's not going to be won over. Will it be possible for Sanders to convince people to vote Clinton if for no other reason than to ward off a Donald Trump presidency?
I think his continued full-throated support for Clinton, which he has offered so far, will eventually help many of them get there. Remember, this is an emotional time. A lot of people are just now coming to grips with the fact that Bernie Sanders is not going to be their nominee. And I think there's a potential for an evolution of thought in terms of the way people are viewing this race. Many of them, though, say their capacity to vote for Hillary Clinton has far less to do with what Bernie Sanders is going to say than what they hear from Clinton this week. And they are going to be listening very carefully to her speech later this week to see not only what she has to say about Bernie himself, but what she has to say about some of his key platform planks.
Peter, looking forward to tonight. Senator Sanders is set to have a primetime speaking spot. Do we know what he's expected to say, and maybe more importantly, what his supporters want to hear from him this evening?
Expect a speech focused very intensely on Donald Trump. You're going to hear him skewer the Republican nominee for his stance on issues like global warming, immigration, and other areas that he says Donald Trump would lead the country on a dangerous slide downward. Sanders will be speaking directly to his supporters and making that case that accomplishing their progressive ideals in the long run means defeating Donald Trump in the short term. He'll tell them the one and only way to defeat Donald Trump is to put their support squarely behind Hillary Clinton.
We've been talking with VPR's Peter Hirschfeld, talking to us live from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Al.
And you can find more of our coverage at VPR.net and listen to live coverage of the DNC and of Sanders' speech this evening, starting at 8 o'clock here on VPR.